Do you need some entertainment this weekend, but you're paralyzed with the endless options on your streaming services? Well, Wayne Massingham is here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2. It's 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Jack. How are you going?
I am great, and I'm looking for some quality cinema over this weekend. So, Wayne, what have you got for us this week?
For sure. Well, let's start off with the film. Opened last week, only a very small opening. I think it's only at a very few cinemas, I think Dendy and Palace cinemas, only a small release, but it's a latest film from the Canadian master David Cronenberg, and his latest film is called The Shrouds. If you're not familiar with Cronenberg, he's been making films for decades. He's 82 now, not slowing down. And he's sort of famous, I guess, for making films that a mixture of science fiction and horror and body horror and technology. And The Shroud sort of has a bit of everything here. This latest one is made in Toronto. And it's about a man grieving his wife. His wife died of cancer a few years ago. And this is going to sound rather odd, but he's got a company called Grave Tech, where the loved ones of deceased can actually view the body, decaying body in the graves via a technology, and they are embedded in a digital shroud. And it sounds bizarre, and the film starts where he's showing a friend this, and she just keeps looking and thinking, what is this? This is very, very strange. But I guess it's a connection for him. His name's Kash, to connect with his late wife and still be in some way connected. So the film sort of starts off that way about his grief and his feelings and everything else there. But then it goes into very strange territories where the graves get vandalized. But there's a lot going on here. As I said, there's a bit of body horror, a bit of science fiction. It doesn't all gel together. It does go in some strange areas, but it is very unique. I'd say it's not a film for everyone, and I didn't love all aspects of it, but it's certainly a fascinating film. And it's got a really interesting cast. Vincent Cassel plays Kash, the man behind the graves, and Diane Kruger plays his late wife in flashbacks and also her twin sister. And Australia's own Guy Pearce is in there as a fairly devious sort of IT guy in the film. So a really interesting film, maybe worth checking out, but maybe not for everyone. That's The Shrouds, and that's in cinemas right now.
This is why we love having you on the show, Wayne, because I had no idea there was a brand new Cronenberg movie in the cinemas.
Yeah.
I am definitely going to see that. I like it weird and disgusting. I love Cronenberg. No idea this existed. So you've just sold a ticket right here. You've just sold a ticket right here.
Oh, that's good.
I'm so keen for that. That's fantastic. Maybe not everyone wants a disgusting body horror movie, which is weird to me, but, you know, whatever. But different strokes for different folks. What else have we got for the people out there?
Yeah, well, let's go with something a bit lighter, but also in some ways heavy, and I'll explain. It's a TV show called Big Boys, and that's on ABC now. It just wound up its third and final season, and this is a British comedy, but as I said, it's got real emotional punch. There's the three seasons, they're all fairly short, so you haven't caught up with Big Boys. They're only six half-hour episodes each season, and this is deviates between incredibly funny and also incredibly moving. It was developed by a guy called Jack Rook, who's a bit of a stand-up, does a bit of stand-up and theatre, and this was a show he developed at the Edinburgh Festival, and they've turned it into a TV show, and it's based on his experiences a decade ago at a university in the UK. It's fictionalised here. It's called Brent University. And in this one, his character is Jack, as himself, and his friendship with a guy called Danny. Now, Jack is in this period is learning sexuality, comes out as gay, and Danny early on is perceived as the lad, the veritable straight guy. But there's a lot more layers to Danny, and just it's about their friendship and how they get on with each other. And it's just really, really beautifully handled. There's a nice really group of friends there with a guy called Yemi and a girl called Corinne who's come down from Scotland. And it's just really, really beautiful. It sort of captures a time a decade ago in the UK. As I said, incredibly funny. But if you watch along with it, you're probably going to shed a tear as well. But I won't give too much away. But this is really, really beautifully handled. Jack Rourke himself does the narration on it throughout, looking back at his younger self. And two actors I want to give special mention to, Dylan Llewellyn, who plays the young Jack, and John Poynting is really wonderful as Danny. So that's Big Boys, beautiful little show, and it's on ABC iView.
Awesome. I do like that Jack and Danny are characters in this drama, because Danny does breakfast here at 2SER Radio and I'm doing the show right now. So I was like, he's just giving all our secrets away. Yeah. Giving all our secrets away here, Wayne. Hilarious.
Yeah. It's a good combo.
It's a good combo. It's a great combo. It's a wedding combo. It works on radio, works on TV. Awesome. Yeah. What else have you got for us this week, Wayne?
Okay, well, let's stay on the British theme, but let's go into a pure drama with no comedy, but it's worthwhile checking out. It's called Joan, simply Joan. And this is a six-part drama. It's on ITV in the UK, and it's locally available on Stan. So 6 one-hour episodes. And it stars Sophie Turner, who you might remember best off, I guess, from Game of Thrones. And she plays a real-life character in Britain in the 1980s called Joan Hennington, who led a very interesting and varied life. Starts off with her basically being a single mother, not having many ends, trying to make ends meet. And just through a few circumstances, she ends up becoming a very famous jewel thief. She meets another man called Boise, who she sort of falls in love with. He's one of those characters that lives on the edge of society. He runs an antique store, but you soon find out that he also doesn't mind stealing objects, and they get involved, and it goes from stealing some major artworks to also stealing jewels. She gets a job at a jewelry store, and then proceeds to take away some jewels. So it's a really fascinating show. Again, this delves back in England in the 80s. So you get that real capture, that spirit back then. Beautifully done, all set mainly in London. And a really, really good cast. An actor I like a lot, I think, is going to be a star in the next few years, called Frank Delane, plays Boise. And Sophie Turner, as I said, really wonderful as Joan. So fascinating story about a real-life jewel thief and her journey through the 80s and the world of, I guess, crime and jewelry thievery in London in the 80s. So it's Joan, and that's on Stan.
Exciting stuff there. I like a bit of heisting. That sounds like a good watch, Wayne.
Yeah, it's a good, easy watch. And again, true story, so good one to sort of watch along with.
We've got a lot of stuff for the eyes today, Wayne. But yeah. What about for the ears? What about a little bit of album and music before we go out today?
Absolutely. Well, this sort of time of year is fairly quiet on the music scene. Not a huge amount of new albums being pumped out, but I found one that came out probably a couple of weeks ago, and it's the new album from Waves. If you're not familiar with Waves, they've been around for quite a while. Actually, I had a look. They first hit the scene in 2008, and it's Waves with two V's in it, and that's the creation of a man called Nathan Williams from San Diego. And this is just flat-out fun music. It's not terribly complicated or complex. I guess it's slightly emo, slightly punk, very fast feeling rock music. And their latest album from Waves is called Spun. And really, really enjoying it. So not very complex. If you just like fast paced, good fun music that really chugs along. They haven't changed their style much in Waves, but over the years, but I guess it's like, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. So really enjoying this album. Again, just a good fun listen. That's the new album from Waves, and it is called Spun.
Awesome. And what track are we going to be spinning out today as we end our segment?
Well, can you spin Spun for me? That's the opening track, the title track. So let's go with that, Jack. Opening track, Spun, gives you a pretty good invitation to the album. So let's go with the title track and the opening track of Spun. Easy. From the new album from Waves.
We're going to play that right now, Wayne. Thank you so much for another great set of recommendations, and we'll see you again on Thursday for even more, I'm sure.
That's great. Thanks, Jack. Have a good week.
Thank you, Wayne. You too.
See ya. Bye.
That was Wayne Massingham for another Wayne's 4x2. To hear more reviews from Wayne's, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.